And now for today's session, I'm thrilled to welcome back to Six Music Tynesiders, sisters and folk family, the Om Fanks. Hello.
Hello.
Right, we'll do a quick round of who's actually here so people can hear your voices before you sing.
I'm Rachel.
Hello. Rachel's going to kick off.
Hi, I'm Becky.
And I'm Adrian.
Adrian.
We've got Nia for hiding in the corner over there.
We have
Victoria in the other room.
That's who you're going to hear on trumpet as well. So listen, I can't wait to talk about the new album. Fantastic sounding 10-piece ensemble as well you're about to take on tour. But first, let's get some live music. So where does Hawthorn fit into the Om Fanks story or the Mount the Air?
Hawthorn is actually, I heard it as a song in a singing session in Manchester, and I later found out that it's a poem written by Charles Causley, and I'm not quite sure how it ended up being a song. It's still a bit of a mystery where the tune came from, but we love it, so we thought we'd put it on our new album. This is Hawthorn.
Excellent. Take it away. This is the Om Fanks for you live on Six Music.
Hawthorn white, hawthorn red, hanging in the garden at my head. Tell me simple, tell me true, when winter comes, what will I do? I have a house with chimneys four, I have a silver bell at my door, a single hearth and a single bed. That's not enough, the hawthorn said. I have a lute and I have a lyre, a yellow cat sits by my fire. Hawthorn cried. What will I do?
Yeah, thanks. Live on Six Music with Hawthorne. How do you do that with your voices? That is amazing. They kind of match. Just
Rachel, spent a lot of time.
Yeah, yeah. Our sisters, I imagine you have. We have to do special clap, I think, for Victoria, because that was an amazing piece of trumpet playing. Cold on a Wednesday morning, but you did brilliantly. So, so much to talk about this album. It's the first Unthanks album, I think, to feature all of you core members kind of throwing bits together. So talk about how Mount the Air came together.
Well, it starts in the normal place that we always do with an album, which is just going out and looking for new songs and stories that we really feel that we want to tell. And that has come about in different ways, from finding traditional songs or... being inspired to write some this time, which is a first. And
yeah, you, I mean, you two have contributed your own songs, haven't you? So yeah. Was that a scary process? Or
yeah, definitely.
Both of your eyebrows have really literally hit the roof.
It was like... never really the plan, but things
done.
Yeah, things came about in different ways. Adrian had been trying to drag. So he thought that there was something going on there, and he's been trying to drag it out with me for years. So eventually, got brave enough to share that. And Rachel was inspired by the Foundling Museum to adapt a lullaby that we were already singing in. And also Niafa has written a tune, and Chris, who's not here because he's... this partner's just had a baby.
Oh, well,
so hi, Chris.
Hi. Yes, so congratulations, Chris.
It's a relief for me not to be the only writer.
Yeah, well, Adrian, I was going to say, I mean, normally you're kind of throwing all that into the mix, and then to have it sort of a little bit more held on the other shoulders.
Yeah, well, if you write... you know, if you're a songwriter and you maybe release an album of all your songs, then the context of that writing is compared to, you know, each song is compared to the next.
Yeah.
Whereas if we would write one of our own songs, it might be sat against 10 other traditional songs that have stood the test of time over hundreds of years in some cases.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you're going to put one of your own up against those, it's quite a daunting thing to do.
It's terrifying, isn't it?
I did not think about the consequences, though.
And what have they been, Becky? Does it stand up?
Well, she's written one song, and it's the first time we've been Six Music playlisted.
No, well, so you see, it bodes well, doesn't it? they're going to try and drag more out of you, Becky.
Definitely.
Well, Mount the Air, which is the title track to the album, did that not come from a kind of visit to... I mean, Cecil Sharp House is kind of folk mecca, isn't it, really? And you found a song there in an old book of Dorset songs, didn't
you? I've always been meaning to spend more time there, and as Rachel was busy having a baby, I thought, oh, I best pull my socks up and do some work. So I went to Cecil Sharp House in London and did a bit of research, and as you say, I found this Dorset songbook, which was the slimmest and... one of the first books that I found in the whole library, and it just had some gems in it, one of which was Mount the Air, which was just a two-line traditional song, and I passed it on to Adrian, and he's turned it into a beast.
It's morphed into the epic 10-plus minute opener of the album, but in fact you've released it as a single in a kind of a slightly shorter form. Well, listen, you also... I don't know whether you built the studio in the Granary building near where you two live. Rachel and Adrian are partners in life as well as in the band, so is the studio kind of away from the house, or is it very much kind of
like
living and working?
We live in a little hamlet, and it's at the other end of the hamlet. So it's just a stroll down the lane, and some neighbours and friends of ours had some empty granary, and they kindly let us move in and take over and turn it into a studio.
I have to say, it sounds idyllic. You live down one end of the hamlet, and you kind of trot down the other end to work, essentially.
Yeah. It's idyllic, it's not flash.
Yeah,
it's, you know, it's pretty basic. We used to record at home before we had the studio, but we got two kids under three now. You can't tell them when to be quiet.
Well,
so we just had all the equipment and we just moved it into the new space, really.
Babies and all. Well, I was going to say, I mean, Mount the Air, was it as much about... because you've kind of had 4 years in between the last album and this one, and obviously two kids and all... I mean, you've worked with all sorts of people, and we'll come on to that in a minute, but was it about finding a new way of working, being a family this time?
I think so. Like, we did... You know, our house used to be Unthank headquarters, and we kind of had to move a few instruments out and a few wires knocked down the stairs and things like that. But it's been really, it's nice to have that separation as well, to be able to like to go have a little walk and leave home behind. And Although I have to say, Leave Home Behind, Arthur was often asleep at Adrian's feet while we were recording.
He has literally been kind of growing up through the making of this record.
I spend a lot of time down there, writing and producing and stuff, and it's just the biggest glorified man shed to get away.
It did sound like a big man shed, Adrian. I think you've done well there. And obviously it's on your own label, this album's coming out on Rabble Rouser. So you did have kind of major label interest and you've sort of stuck to your guns. And was that a difficult choice or one that came fairly easily?
We had a 3-album deal with EMI, which came to a close. There's another deal on the table, but we just decided to stick out on our own. The Diversion series we released on our own. And that kind of went okay, so we decided to stick with it.
Right, well listen, I'm going to let you rest those beautiful voices. You have a moment now. We'll come back for more of a chat about what you've been up to in between and that 10 ensemble tour that you're about to head out on. The Unthanks, back on Six Music very soon. And welcome back now to my guest this lunchtime, The Unthanks. Beautiful version of Hawthorne earlier, and we're going to get something else off the new album in a moment. The new album which you launched last night to a fanfare. Well, you had a guest DJ of who?
Martin Freeman.
Martin Freeman spinning tunes. So they had Paul Morley do Q&A, and then who turned up?
Robert Wyatt.
What was it like? That's amazing.
We're still kind of floating a bit from excitement of it all.
It happened.
So, for you it's a dream.
I think it happened.
Yeah, might have done. Well, listen, I wanted to talk and kind of acknowledge how much you've been doing in the 4 years since the last album, and sort of explorations of the work of both Robert Wyatt and Anthony and the Johnsons kind of happened in that time. Orchestral scale commission for the brass band collaboration, producing film soundtrack, collaborating with Orbital, Adrian Utley of Portishead, Martin Hayes, the Voice Squad, Charles Hazelwood. Not been busy then. Not to mention 2 children and a family building as well. So how have you chosen kind of over the time who to work with, or what happens? Has it happened quite organically? Has kind of one of you met somebody? Or?
Well, some things you just can't say no to, even if you haven't got time to do. At one end of the scale, Voice Squad is a 3-part harmony group that we've been listening to and inspired by since we were kids. And, they sing beautiful harmonies, and we had to do that. And even though Rachel had just had a baby, and
they wheel you out literally.
With Brickhouse and Maastricht Brass Band, that was an amazing experience. And we even sang on Sting's album.
I know. I mean, there's been some classic stuff happening, and the Children's Song Commission. It has been a full time, and in amongst all of that, we've had Mount the Air, which obviously you're about to take on tour with a 10-piece ensemble. So, how have you compiled the band who are going out with you? Is it mates or?
It's our core 5 of us, which is us 4, and usually Chris, but we're having Dan instead this time because Chris is.
New dad.
Parent responsibilities.
Of course. And then you kind of, you've put that together with some great venues. So you're going to start at kind of Liverpool Philharmonic Hall, Brighton's Dome, the Roundhouse, the Ritz. How will it work live with the 5 of you and anybody else who joins in, is it?
Well, we've played with a string quartet before, and so we've still got some of those members that have played with us before, and some brass, and it's really exciting for me and Becky, I think, because we started, just singing unaccompanied, and it's great to play with like Adrian and Neofa and Chris, and then extend that sound again, and it's really exciting to stand in the middle of all of these wonderful musicians, and we just kind of do a bit of singing, and
they make us sound loads better. I feel very proud to stand on a stage with
them. Is that really us?
We've actually been a 10 since 2009, but a very quiet 10.
You're keeping that on the down low.
Quiet musically. We're always so restrained. One of the nice things we're looking forward to about going on tour is that there's a few points on our new record where we've actually harnessed that number of musicians to make a proper din.
I would call it epic. It's so, the bits I've heard from the album. Yeah. I think it's going to work brilliantly. Well, I mean, in amongst all of the stuff you've been doing, obviously you had the collaboration with Richard Fenwick and Songs from the Shipyards, which included you kind of bringing that footage of shipbuilding from Tyneside to life on the stage and playing it live. How connected to Tyneside do you still feel?
Oh, extremely. Well, me and Adrian live in Northumberland, and which is, basically just a little further along the Tyne. Becky's just moved back to Tyneside. Neofa lives there as well. It's very much our inspiration and our muse in a lot of ways, and we love to live there and sing songs from there and work there. Yeah.
So listen, Six Music, the festival, decamping to Tyneside next week. Could you not have organised your tour to leave on a different weekend?
Everyone's coming to town and we're leaving. It's ridiculous.
So listen, we're really excited to be there. So have you got any tips, places we should hang out, places we should try and see, places to grab me lunch?
Hang out at the Cumberland Arms in the Ousburn Valley.
Ousburn would
just
be in.
So is there going to be some stuff going on for the festival in the Ousburn?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. No, Lauren's there and I'm there and I think the whole gang are decamping there to chat to all sorts of people. Yeah.
You guys wanted us to do this Saturday and that's when our tour starts, so we couldn't work.
I know, and we have tried to make it work.
Yeah. We may well be doing a warm-up show on the Friday for the tour, so
we're sneaking in.
We'll see you after.
Yeah, our top tip for a good Italian lunch is panis. Hybrid Studio.
You heard it here first. Listen, we're going to get some live music now again from Mount the Air. So what are you going to play and how does this fit into the album?
This is an unaccompanied song. Well, it's definitely unaccompanied today, almost unaccompanied on the album, and it's called Magpie. And it's a song that we've been working on for a while and it nearly went on last, actually. But, shall we sing it?
Yeah.
Made the final cut. This is the Unthanks now on Six Music.
I should say we learnt it from the wonderful singing of Tyneside singer Jim McGeehan. Yeah.
One's for sorrow, two's for joy, three's for a girl and four's for a boy, five's for silver, six for gold, seven's for a secret never told. Devil, devil, I defy thee. Devil, devil, I defy thee. Devil, devil, I defy thee. All the magpie brings us tidings of news both fair and foul. She's more cunning than the raven, more wise than any owl. And she brings us news of the harvest, of the barley, wheat and corn. And she knows when we'll go to our graves and how we shall be born. One's for sorrow, two's for joy, three's for a girl and four's for a boy, five's for silver, six for gold, seven's for a secret never told. Devil, devil, I defy thee. Devil, devil, I defy thee. Devil, devil, I defy thee. She brings us joy when from the right, grief when from the left. Of all the news that's in the air, we know to trust her best. She sees us at our labour, and she mocks us at our work, and she steals the eggs from out of the nest, and she can mob the hawk. One's for sorrow, two's for joy, three's for a girl and four's for a boy, five's for silver, six for gold, seven's for a secret never told. Devil, devil, I defy thee. Devil, devil, I defy thee. Devil, devil, I defy thee.
Now the priest, he says we're wicked for to worship the devil's bird. Ah, but we respect the old ways and we disregard his word. For we know they rest uneasy as we slumber in the night, and we'll always leave out a little bit of meat for the bird that's black and white. One's for sorrow, two's for joy, three's for a girl and four's for a boy, five's for silver, six for gold, seven's for a secret never told.
It's magic. Completely without headphones, any kind of knowledge of what the others are doing. Becky, Rachel and Yofa, thank you so much. And the unthanks, including Adrian and Victoria as well. Loads of luck with the album and the tour.
Thank you.
We'll see you on Tyneside next weekend.
Woo!